Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Syria State Media says government troops are battling insurgents inside the country's largest city, Aleppo, for the first time since 2016. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
A pro-government newspaper says warplanes targeted rebel supply lines on the city's edge Saturday. Insurgents broke through government defense lines in Aleppo Friday and entered the city's western neighborhood with little resistance. The insurgents launched their shock offensive in Aleppo and Idlib countryside on Wednesday and wrestled control of dozens of villages and towns along the way, including a strategic town south of Aleppo. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Israeli military says its aircraft struck Hezbollah weapons smuggling sites along Syria's border with Lebanon. The strike was the latest test of a fragile days-old ceasefire that has seen continued sporadic fire. The Lebanese health ministry said in a statement on Saturday that an Israeli strike on a car in southern Lebanon wounded three people, including a seven-year-old child. At least 32 Palestinians were killed by Israeli military strikes across Gaza overnight and Saturday, including 10 from a strike on an apartment building in Gaza City. Mohammed al-Zaytuniya owns that apartment. There is no safe place. Residents are being bombarded. Explosive barrels are thrown down at them, at their houses, markets, streets, shelters, schools. There is no safe place. Where should these people go? We want an answer to this question. Where should this displaced people go? There is no safe place or safe home. The Israeli military said it killed an October 7th attacker in a vehicle strike in Gaza and is investigating claims that the individual was a World Central Kitchen employee. Vote counting is underway in Ireland's national election. An exit poll suggests the contest is a close-fought race among the country's three largest political parties. The next administration will have to tackle housing and immigration, two major priorities for voters. This is VOA News. The world's nations will wrap up negotiating a treaty in Busan, South Korea, this weekend to address the global crisis of plastic pollution. The world produces more than 400 million tons of new plastic yearly. China was by far the biggest exporter of plastic products in 2023, followed by Germany and the United States. Graham Forbes, who leads the Greenpeace delegation in Busan, said the action is meant to remind world leaders that they have a clear choice: protect people and the planet, or side with industry and sacrifice the health of every living person and future generations. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau flew to Florida on Friday to meet with President-elect Donald Trump, who has threatened tariffs against Canada and Mexico. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Trump says the countries must stop what he called the flow of drugs and migrants across the southern and northern borders. Deputy Canadian Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland, speaking in Toronto, says Canada stands by the latest version of the North American Trade Pact.
It is a trade deal that was negotiated by President-elect Donald Trump, which is a further guarantee for all of us.
Blowing up the deal negotiated in Trump's first term in office would be costly to both sides. Canada is a top export destination for 36 U.S. states. I'm Norman Hall.
More than 100 demonstrators were arrested overnight in Georgia as protesters clashed with police following the government's decision to suspend negotiations to join the European Union, the country's interior ministry said. Friday marked the second straight night of protests after the prime minister of the country's ruling Georgian Dream Party announced a suspension the previous day. The Associated Press saw protesters in Tbilisi being chased and beaten by police as demonstrators rallied in front of the country's parliament building. The violence follows Georgian Dream's disputed victory in the October 26 election, which was widely seen as a referendum on the country's aspirations to join the European Union. Venezuela's Congress on Thursday passed a law punishing support for international sanctions on President Nicolas Maduro's regime with up to 30 years in prison. The deputies of the National Assembly entered to debate a law to do justice, a law to defend Venezuela and to defeat, as we are defeating, and will defeat all the threats and all the blockades of U.S. imperialism and its satellite countries or its satellite governments. The legislation provides for fines of more than $1 million for violations, and it bars political leaders who fall afoul of it from holding elected office for 60 years. The law's adoption comes a day after the United States slapped sanctions on 21 top Venezuelan security and cabinet officials, accusing them of a campaign of repression after Maduro's bitterly contested re-election. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.